Members of the Florida agriculture industry and their representatives are unified in their opposition to the proposed Waters of the United States rule from the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Florida Farm Bureau president and fern producer John Hoblick says the maps show nearly the entire state would come under federal jurisdiction with the proposed rule.
If you look at the maps, and I know they released the maps, they do identify almost every swale in between orange groves and the trees and the swales for irrigation. They identify every one of those, and it does not make sense. Who can regulate their state and their lands and their state better than their own Department of Environmental Protection? And we feel that way in Florida, quite honestly, and that, especially since we've made so much progress with the department and doing the positive things that need to be done and not having rules and regulations crammed down your throat.
Everglades agricultural area grower Dennis Wedgeworth says farmers in the state have been working diligently to protect Florida's water resources.
A lot of these BMPs, actually, we've been doing for many, many years prior to the regulatory requirements to do. It just makes sense from an agronomic standpoint primarily, but it's good for the environment. We're in it for the long haul. We've been here for a lot of years, and we anticipate being here for many, many more years. We don't need another layer of a regulatory oversight. I think what we're doing with the state is doing great things with the waters of the state of Florida.
State Representative Katie Edwards of South Florida says the state is capable of protecting its own resources.
I like having control of the waters of our states. I like working with our industry, our utilities, our farmers at the regional level to see what makes sense from a basin standpoint. And I like working with our local counterparts. I think when you give up that much autonomy to somebody in Washington, D.C. that does not know the intricacies of your local environment, you have given up everything.
And Florida Water Policy Director Richard Budell agrees.
Well, we feel pretty strongly we can manage it better at a local level than anybody could manage it from Washington or Atlanta. We think that we've demonstrated a commitment to water resource protection and restoration. 40% of all the water quality data in the nation comes from Florida. We have very strong isolated wetlands protection programs and have had since the early 80s. We've got a very aggressive resource protection and restoration program in our total maximum daily load establishment and numeric nutrient criteria and basin management action plans and all of those. I just don't think there's any state that's better positioned to manage its own water than Florida.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.